Hello, and welcome to the podcast for all of us who love to read about the same two idiots over and over. We talk to the authors and the fans of the brilliant world of Dramione Fix and learn how they got here. It's all about what I like to call the Dramione effect. A quick disclaimer before you get into this episode, we talk about explicit rated fix on this podcast and are known to use vulgar language, discuss sex, drugs, and other possibly triggering items. So as always with fanfiction, mind your tags. You can find all the relevant info about this episode in your show notes. Now sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to the Dramione Effect. We have Lauren with us, and we are talking about marriage law, accidental marriage, marriage tropes in general in the Dramione universe. Why? Because of a little fic that we read. Little, I lie. It's huge. It's amazing. It's called An Ever Fixed Mark. We're both kind of obsessed. We just decided, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to talk about it. So here we are. So Lauren is here, and we have each chosen some of our favorite marriage law fics to discuss. We're kind of going in blind here. Neither of us knows. It's a mixed grab bag sort of, you know, surprise-a-thon. I am going to let Lauren say hi, and then we're going to jump on in.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hell yes.
I'm very excited.
She's very excited because we have just been wanting to scream about An Ever Fixed Mark together for weeks now.
Listen. I don't typically cry at the end of fix. I just don't. I'll cry in the middle if it's worth crying about. I read the last sentence and went, oh, like ran out to my living room and like waved my phone at my husband and was like, it's based on Sonnet 116, and then ran off, and he was like, cool, great, honey. Which we had Sonnet 116 read at our wedding, and so I knew that the title was based on the sonnet, but I was like, oh, this is beautiful. I was reading the author's notes. It was a whole thing. And then I texted you.
Yes.
And it was great.
Well,
and then we said marriage of convenience, marriage law.
Sign me up.
Make a list.
Let's fucking go. All right. So we're going to jump into your list first.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go.
But first, no preamble, just all business. Leaping in. But should we talk about like the difference between marriage of convenience and marriage law? Because when
course.
I first started yes. reading fic, I was like, what do you mean marriage law? Don't they just get married because they have to? What's happening? Which they do in a sense.
Yeah.
But marriage law, I think specifically if you're reading Harry Potter, is when the Wizengamot or the ministry or like, you know, someone in power gets involved in people's love lives and is like, oh no, no children post-war. Oh dear. Whatever shall we do? Let's pass some laws.
Make them all marry each other.
Oh no, they must marry and they must produce a child.
Within X amount of time.
Can you imagine?
Right?
I mean, like. Oi, instead of offering incentives for these people to have children.
There's no tax breaks. There's no tax breaks with the Wizengamot.
Get married to this person. And inevitably, it's always Hermione and Draco.
Always.
But then marriage of convenience, and that's where I keep getting confused. Marriage of convenience is like Draco or someone has something that Hermione wants. I read a really good Lucius and Hermione Marriage of Convenience this morning, actually. That was Stella.
So a Lucius and Hermione.
I read a Lucius and Hermione Marriage of
Convenience. I don't know how convenient Stella. That would be for Hermione.
It was very convenient. But anyway, like, so okay, the Malfoys have something that Hermione wants or vice versa. And so she marries one of them, typically Draco. In this situation, we're talking about Draco.
Yes, for sure.
And those tend to be... I think I tend to like marriage of convenience more than marriage law, because marriage law feels too on the nose.
Right. Yeah. Marriage law is a bit.
I'm like, oh no.
It is a bit 1984. But you know what? I'm down.
I will still read them.
The other one that's my favorite is accidental marriage, which is oops, we got real trashed, or oops, we messed up, or
oops, blood magic.
Oops, this ring fell on you. Oops, like,
oh no.
And all of a sudden we're now either betrothed, married, or engaged in some way, shape, or form. And some of those are just
hysterical,
so freaking delightful. Funny. I went ahead and, like the SWAT that I am, made a list of my favorite marriage laws. I made a list of completed marriage laws,
doing one
shots,
doing the Lord's work.
And also Accidental Marriage, because I have three of those that I absolutely love.
I'm
And
excited.
we just want to talk about them. We should just jump into it. And Everfix Mark falls into the Accidental Marriage
It does.
cauldron. It falls into that because Hermione comes to Draco's cottage, which is extremely well hidden and very much not supposed to be found because he has a curse in his basement that has been there for
As one
many a
does.
year, as one does.
As you
I
do.
mean, we all have curses in the basement, right? So she is a curse breaker for the ministry or for the Department of Mysteries, correct? Right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
She's an excellent curse breaker.
She
She's
is
the
an
best.
absolute BAMF Hermione. I love her so much in this fic
This
because
characterization
she
of Hermione is one of my faves.
literally takes no shit.
Oh my
Like,
God.
she is not here for it. But also, she's very open to change, which
She's
is.
open to change. She's open to Draco, like very quickly. Like that was something that surprised me. Like within the first probably what, like 2, 3 chapters, I'm like, oh, they're friends. Like they're
Right?
buddies.
Yeah. But after
Like
not seeing each other for X amount of years, I don't remember the exact amount of years, but shit
it's
happens.
like 10 to 15. It's a while.
She walks into this cottage with this curse, and it is hot DILF Draco answering the door with no shoes on,
In
just being dad mode. And eventually it comes to pass that she is down in the basement breaking this curse. Something happens. A big
sweatpants.
old oops, and a curse does a little, a little kickback on her. And there are certain things down in that basement that make it a little difficult to remove a curse. And now her and Draco are intended. According to the Black Family Magic, they are to be wed forever and ever. Amen.
Betrothed. Oh my goodness.
Betrothed.
What I loved about an Everfixed Mark, and I feel like it's hard to talk about it without spoiling
True.
a lot of really awesome things,
Right.
but one of the things I loved was the author's use of family magic and the way that they just let their mind like explore specifically like pure blood family magic, because Draco has renounced the Malfoy name. He's no longer, he's renounced his inheritance. He still has his Black family inheritance. So he's still filthy rich, which is
Right.
great.
This is great.
It's so great. He's not a Malfoy. He's technically a Black. And so this house is recognizing him as a member of the Black family. And so when the thing happens, the major plot point of the story happens,
Right.
and they accidentally end up engaged. Like that plays a huge part, and I just thought it was so inventive and so interesting, building off of lore that was kind of already there in canon. And it made it so much more fun to read. On top of it, just being 9 pieces of crate is a fabulous storyteller. Like
Yes.
just
Yes.
holy moly.
They just finished a work in progress called Things Past, which you have to read. It is the
Haven't read.
sweetest fucking thing I've ever read.
What's the pairing?
Oh, so it's Draco and Hermione. I believe it's a seventh year or an eighth year. Draco gets hit with an Obliviate and he doesn't remember anything, but he remembers Hermione and he thinks that
No.
they're boyfriend and girlfriend the whole entire time until and he can't get his memories back. It is the cutest, most fluffiest mush squish that you've oh my God, it is so good. It
I'm
is so
looking it
good.
up
Things
now.
Past, you must. Yeah, they just finished it like within the last, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh,
Oh,
nine. It's 9 chapters.
it's so great. You're gonna
I love
eat it.
this
You're
book.
gonna eat it. Like it's
I'll scream at you later.
scream at me later because it's gorgeous. And it is like the he is so oblivious in this. I can't. I'm yeah. Okay, back to an Everfix Mark. Sorry.
Sorry. It's
Full
gonna be a
on
lot of
sidebar.
these.
That's
Did
fine.
you read? And Everfixed Mark has a companion piece called, I'm finding it, hang on,
Hold, I don't remember off the top of my
A
head.
Merry Hour.
Okay. And that's the Theo and
Theo and Harry.
Theo and Harry part. That's the not pot part of it.
Not hot.
And
So
not pot in this are amazing. Theo, as always, is
he's a menace.
just
A
oh
menace.
well, yeah, he's to blame,
That I did
but
like that how the author did Hermione and Theo's relationship, because Theo is 100% the reason that
yes.
Hermione and Draco are engaged on accident.
Yeah.
He makes Hermione lose focus. Silly Theo. And then it's a whole thing. And the deal with him constantly trying to send her gifts to like make up for it. And she's just like
Burns them.
incendioing like
Yes.
left, right, and center. I was like, this is amazing. And this is exactly
Yes.
how I would act if somebody did that to me.
Yeah. I think, the most important character that's not a person in this is the house itself. The sentient house that they live in has such a great backstory, and especially for like Draco and Scorpius, how this house has come about because of how they chose to live there, all of the things behind that.
I did not realize that the House of Wind in ACOTAR had left a hole in my heart, but this house filled it.
Yes.
I was
Yes.
like, sentient home.
It
That's all that I want. It's
is
like
all that I
Slaughterhouse.
want.
It's
Well,
just.
I just love how this house loves the women that are in the Black family more than anything. As soon as she got hit with that curse, the house was like, "Oh, she's here. We're good.
Oh, everything's great.
It's fine.
Yay.
It's fine.
I
You,
think
here's your room. Here's everything you need." Like,
the
"Oh,
best
Draco,
part
fuck that guy."
was I think we can do this without really spoiling anything.
True, true.
The
Yeah.
house, when it realizes that Hermione and Draco are engaged, builds Hermione her own space. Like it just expands magically. The author describes it as like rumbling and everyone's like, "Oh my God, what's happening?" And Draco's like, "It built you a room." He's like,
He
it's
knew. He
par for the
knew.
course. Like,
Yes.
well, she has her own space now because
Yeah.
she's in
She's
my
gonna live
family.
here. Yeah. She's gonna live here. Yeah.
It's
It's
better for the
just.
magic if you're here. And she's like, the hell?
But then
I
she
have
goes
a
into the
plan.
room and she's like, "I'm never leaving. This is the
This is
best place I've
amazing. I
ever
love it.
lived."
Oh, bay windows. Oh,
Oh,
beautiful.
perfect.
Fantastic.
Bookshelves. It's great. I love it.
I need a place to brew my potions. Oh, look, here it is.
Here it is.
Yeah.
So
No,
good.
that and the Black family magic intertwined. Like I thought that was so genius.
Yes.
Of nine pieces of crate. My other favorite part of this is Scorpius. I love him. I
He
love him
is
so much.
so good in this
He's
with the
so good.
mushrooms and how he, interacts with Hermione and is just like, "Oh, are you here? Like, can I hang out with you?" He softens her so much because she is so tough, because she's
Very
had to
tough.
be tough the whole time. There's
Yeah.
no one looking out for her. Like, she is all on her own, 100%. I mean,
On her
independent
own.
woman, fuck yes, we get it. But at the same time, you can kind of tell that all she wants is like just to hang out with somebody and like feel accepted
Yeah, and
and
be
feel
known.
like
Like
she's part of a family.
that's all
And
the animals want, right?
yes,
Like, oh man,
yes.
I loved Scorpius in this fic. It's very difficult to get kids right in fic, in any story, quite frankly.
Right.
It's very difficult to do age-appropriate actions and reactions and have them translate
And
well.
he's so dry.
He's so dry. And I initially was like, is that? Because he's what, five? Four and a half or
I think
five. He's
so.
about my
Yeah.
son's age. And so I initially was like, I don't know. And then he said, I forget exactly what he said, but I went, oh, yeah, my son would say that, just like that. Because he's mimicking, like, all they do is mimic at that
Right.
age.
Well, and he's isolated.
Yes.
He's super isolated. He's not around any other children until they kind of go in together with,
Integrate their families.
Yes, they integrate everybody, but then you can still kind of see his hesitancy, but he's also got this little jealous streak.
Speaking of
But
integrating
yeah.
their families, can we like the ensemble cast in
Oh,
this?
so good. I mean, always.
Listen,
Yeah.
always. I love a good divorced and co-parenting the heck out of life, Harry and Ginny. I love them, Your
Yeah.
Honor. I love them. I love a Blaze is mysterious and doing his
Very
thing.
mysterious in this
Yes,
one. Very mysterious.
I love
And
a
for
Theo.
so many good reasons, though. Like, for so, and I really appreciated the way that they all like loved the shit out of Draco in this.
Oh my word. Like,
It was so sweet.
I cried a lot in
So
this
sweet.
fic.
Yeah, I
I
cried in the bathroom at
did a
work.
lot of sobbing. No,
Literally
like the
sobbing in
way.
the stall in the
Oh my
bathroom
God.
at work because I was like, "I can't.
The
Can't
way they
do
love each other and the way they end up loving Hermione, like, just like immediately are like, okay, yeah, you're part of the group now.
right. Yeah.
Sorry. Like, you have to
Sorry, but you're here now. Okay. Thanks.
be.
You're not
Yeah.
leaving. No
It's
one here gets out alive.
literally.
Yeah, literally.
The found family in this fic, A plus. No
A
notes.
plus.
All the little nods to like Shakespeare, like the way they utilized the language of the flowers in this fic, I about it sent me into orbit because my one of my other favorite fics, Seek and Find by Serpent and Sage,
As we
also
all
utilized.
scream into the void, whoever listened to this podcast is like, could you
Everyone screams
fucking
together.
stop talking about Seek and Find? Literally every single fucking.
Never, never, we'll never stop. Taylor, we love you. No, it also utilizes language of flowers. And
Yes.
I
Oh,
love a fic
yes.
where that's like, where that kind of like old Victorian, I
Yes.
can't tell you how I feel, but I'm gonna
Yes.
tell you how I
And
feel.
the meddling is like, well, he sent you flowers. Well, what did he send you? Oh,
And she's like,
this.
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you mean? What is this? Oh,
Crazy.
okay. You're fucked.
Well, girl, speaking of fucked, this is a slow burn. And I was not expecting that slow of a burn, but it was worth it because that spice was spicy.
Sure was.
Girl.
Yeah, it
Mercy.
was good.
It was
It
great.
was
It was
good.
worth waiting for. All around, like, just if you read nothing else, gentle listeners, if you read nothing else, read An Ever Fixed Mark by Nine Pieces of Crate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming to my
That's
TED
it.
Talk.
That's it.
Okay, no.
That's the pod. Thank you for
That's the
coming.
podcast.
I'll be
Okay,
here all
bye.
week.
It's like a
Handle
10-minute
hard.
episode. Okay, bye.
Imagine. But yeah, so that got us started on our, oh my gosh, marriage of convenience, accidental marriage, marriage law tangent,
Yes.
and now we're here.
So, yeah. So let's just tackle accidental marriage at the top. So my other two very favorite accidental marriage fics is The Dragon's Bride.
So I'm going to preface. I've not read any other accidental marriage. So I'm excited.
Okay,
so Dragon's Bride, got it.
The Dragon's Bride, Maggie and I talked about this in the Tattooed Draco episode because she had not read it either. Draco and Hermione are like seventh or eighth year. They don't like each other at school. They end up their graduation party. They end up getting shit faced. They end up in this tattoo parlor together in Hogsmeade. It is a magical marriage tattoo type thing. So they each end up getting tattooed. They wake up in a hotel room together. They're both trashed. They've obviously had sex. And now they have these tattoos on each other and they are in it.
My face right now.
His tattoos are angel wings. One of them's broken. Her tattoo is a giant dragon, like curling up her thigh and up into her like her hip area. Oh yeah, that's a lot.
That is
that
hot.
tat. Oh my gosh, that thick. So right now, it's the same author as Love in the Time of a Zombie Apocalypse. Right, it was her
Rizzle wrote
first.
It?
Yes, Rizzle wrote it. It was
Oh
actually
my
her
God.
first Hermione, and it is in its 20th anniversary rewrite right now. So it is OG.
This
It
thing
is,
has been around for 20 years.
Baby, she is OG. And it is. So right now on AO3, it's called the 20th anniversary edition, and she's updating it as she goes. I happened to be on Reddit one day and I got like a PDF.
Which, like, you
so
shouldn't
good.
Do, but it's okay.
I know, but this was way before, long before, a long, long ago. Yes,
by Rizzle.
The Dragon's Bride by Rizzle writes. The other
20th
one.
Anniversary edition.
20th anniversary.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure she's like halfway through it right now. Yeah, it's good.
It's very exciting.
It's good stuff. The other one is Two Weddings and a Manhunt that I just talked about with Daydreaming. If you haven't read it by now, after all these episodes that I've talked about it, we need to have a talk again because this thing is, oh my God. So Hangover meets Dramione.
It already wins with that. I love it.
So good. Yeah. So another one of, oops, we got married and we don't remember a damn thing about it and all of the things that happen. But the problem with their accidental marriage is that they are now stuck. So according to the wizarding law, they need to live together, cohabitate for a year and also go see like a ministry mandated, like a therapist for like couples counseling type thing before they're allowed to actually divorce and give up their marriage. So
that's so healthy. I love it.
It is the best. It's one of the best therapy fix. Like I even talked to Daydreaming about it. I was like, what's up with the therapy? Because like you, like obviously all these people need therapy, period.
Oh,
we all do. Okay. But the way that it was done, the way that she wrote it was just so lovely because it showed like their relationship and them being in therapy together. It was like, the therapist kind of broke down their like quirks and habits about each other. And it was so fucking cute because you could tell like there's something there. Like you guys are just being assholes. Like the
idiots in love, man.
Idiots in love. So Two Weddings and a Manhunt is my third pick for accidental marriage.
It's been on my TBR for a long time.
It's so easy to read.
I know.
It's so easy to read. I mean, it is so fast. I think it's like 20 something chapters, but it's like,
it's not long at
oh
all.
No, it's a snack.
I'm excited now. I have more to add to my TBR. Someone send help.
For real.
It's an addiction. Again, we all need therapy.
Seriously. Okay, so getting into the like marriage law, quote unquote, where the Wiz and Gamut shows up and is like, hey, dudes and dudettes.
What's up?
We need campers? Some wizard babies.
I always get mad at these fics too, because when they're done well, you get so angry for your for the characters, because it's like, really?
Injustice.
You've just been through a war. And now they're making you get married to your childhood bully?
How fucking dare you?
How very dare. But again, when it's done well, you end up having Hermione going, I'm going to fight this from the inside. And Draco's like, here's money. Get it. Here we go. Let's go, girl. And it's always a good time. So for me, marriage law, my first is, of course, 10 out of 10. By Morgan Mercy. This is one of the OGs for me. I think I read this very early on in reading Hermione.
I just had to reread it this morning because I was like, I need to get in this.
Hermione and Draco are forced to get married. They need to have sex by a certain point.
Isn't it 2 weeks?
It's something crazy. It's nuts.
2 weeks, 14 days, something like
something
that.
Something upsettingly obtuse. Yeah, like, how dare you? 2 weeks only? Okay. So
but
they,
first of all...
How dare. It
would literally take me 3 seconds.
Yeah, you, come on, you. Anyway, well, so they.
I'm living that whole life. It's okay.
I'm so proud. I forget who comes up with the idea. It's probably Hermione. They start using like a number system to gauge how comfortable with each other that they are, because they start from zero. They start like they're in
absolutely
Hermione's
hating
house.
Each other.
They're like, we are stuck here until we. Have sex.
They literally can't leave.
And so they.
Their forced proximity is on fire.
Forced proximity, enemies to lovers.
Enemies to tolerators to lovers.
Reluctant allies to lovers.
Seriously.
I don't know. Something. Anyway, but they come up with a number system to gauge how comfortable are we together. And so they start at zero and they. work up, Draco is like, okay, I'm gonna be nice to you, I guess, like we gotta work through some stuff. So they work through their crap moments where they go back down, all the way back down, and so they have to repair their relationship, and it's so beautifully done. And of course by the end you get happy ending. Nice. The smut is smutting. Listen,
yeah,
on top of all of that, sister must reach completion, shall we say? Like, I forget
yes.
if it's
yeah, that's an
like,
added bonus.
The end of things, or if it's part of the marriage.
No, it's their family.
It's their, okay, so it's...
Yeah, it's because the Malfoy magic is like, you know, wives are like the best
very
thing
important.
Ever. And so, yeah, they need to be taken care of.
So in order for their magic to be like, yes, you are
so
married.
Awkward at the beginning. It's so awkward. And then it's definitely not awkward at the end.
Yeah. And I think like the way Morgan showed their relationship kind of grow, because they like were for a good chunk of time, like just friends with benefits. Just like, yeah, okay, fine, chill. Just get this over with, man. And from there, it kind of grows. The way their relationship progresses, it's just, it's so good. Such a good fit. So there's 10 out of 10 by Morgan
Mercy. We stand.
Another one that a friend of mine turned me on to is Don't Take This Sinner by Hexie Writes. And this is not your mom's marriage law fic. This is a cool marriage law fic.
I have this one on my list too.
Of course you do. So what, we're up to like, what, 5 at this point? That I think we all, it's all, there's all overlap.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway. It's fine, whatever. But like, We're just here wrecking. Like, literally, like, great. Let's just do the job.
We're doing the grunt work for you, friends.
For you.
They get owls with letters saying, hey, here's your match. And in this situation, spoilers ahead. So if you want to just read this without knowing anything beyond, yes, Draco.
Maybe I'll put timestamps in the show.
You should do. Yes, you should. If you want to go in knowing nothing more than it is Hermione endgame.
Yes. Stop listening
now. Stop listening. Fast forward a little bit, friends.
I'll tell you later.
Hermione gets paired with Harry because it's based on magical compatibility. And Hermione and Harry magically are the most compatible, apparently. Which is, it makes so much sense because Harry's very powerful.
Right.
Hermione is very powerful.
But they have zero chemistry.
Zero chemistry. They are basically siblings. And they're yes. like, oh, gross. What? And then on top Ginny. Of that, Harry and Ginny are dating. Like dating. They are
intending very, to get married.
Like at one point, I think Harry's like, we're just going to go and get married now. That doesn't end up happening.
No.
Because Ginny is paired with Draco Malfoy, which is so interesting to me because you've got two purebloods paired together, like two very strong pureblood right. families. So like, so Weasleys are a part of Sacred 28, as are Malfoys. They're very strong magically. They're paired together. But then Harry, whose mom was a muggle-born and whose dad mm-hmm. is a pureblood, so he's technically a half-blood. And then there's Hermione, who's muggle-born, are put together. And so there's also that underlying tension of like, why did they pair? If they really were worried, like, shouldn't they have paired, like, purebloods with people that were not pure-blooded? Draco and Hermione both going, okay, we don't love you, but we want you guys to be happy. So, like...
So they allow Harry and Ginny to continue their affair
mm-hmm.
while the marriage is going. And then...
From that, you see their friendship and later on romance develop. It's a very cool concept of like, how would they handle, like, how would you handle if the person that you loved was paired with somebody else, there was no way legally to get out of it. And your legal spouse was like, yeah, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other things that happen in the fic that yes. I'm not spoiling because no. it's just such a good, there's so many good twists. Anywho, so that's Don't Take the Sinner by Hexie Writes. A plus marriage law, end game Dromaine. Endgame Hitty. And finally, we have In These Silent Days by
Haley. I have not read this.
Toby Anna!
I know. You found one that I haven't read.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So In These Silent Days was a win for yes. a very long time.
Very long time.
Very long
I think
time.
I think that's why I never pulled it.
I'll read you the summary real quick.
Okay, go.
Hermione is familiar with fighting for respect, for attention, for justice. She's even made a career of it, working on behalf of creatures and beings, but her battle against the Ministry's marriage law is one she loses, badly. And now she has to contend with not only public derision and patriarchal politics, but her growing feelings for her government-mandated spouse, which is Draco Malfoy.
Who?
Draco, who? We were talking earlier about the language of flowers. This fic has, again, some stellar. I can't tell you how I feel because you're not ready to hear how I feel about you, but like, here's some flowers that mean all sorts
all,
of things.
Yeah. Okay.
All sorts of things. This has one of the best simp Dracos. I love this. I love this man. I love this
I'm in.
Man.
That's all I you have him. To say.
He's so good.
I'll read it tonight.
As you should. It's not super long. It's like 14 chapters. Like it's
well,
a
shit.
It's
okay.
A snack.
It's a snack.
It's a bedtime
story.
So this fic in particular deals specifically with Hermione fighting to get this marriage law repealed.
Right.
You get a really fiery Banff Hermione and then a Draco that's just like, I'm going to support you in whatever, but I have feelings for you and I'm not too mad that we're doing this.
However it works out, it's cool. Right. It's fine.
Right. So she's very like reluctant to be with him. She's like, I don't know how I feel about this. And he's like, no, it's okay. You take your time. Like I'm a patient man, Hermione. Whew. Which is not a line from this fic, but it is nope. a line from Edward Mann.
But you know what? We use it where it fits.
It fits for most things, honestly. I remember when Hey Jude 19 posted the final chapter. I screamed quietly because it was like,
yeah, sure.
I think my son was napping, so I was like, ah! Read the chapter and then went back and read the entire thing like start to finish because it had been in a whip for like a year and a half,
right?
I think it was a while, which isn't that long compared to a lot of other fics, but still,
right? But still, I mean, but we read a lot, so a lot. You know, when you throw that chapter in like 5 months after you've done the last chapter and you're like, where does this fit in the timeline? Because I am fucking lost.
I have no idea, but yeah,
I can do that with something that's been updated every week.
Exactly, it's fine. It's Hey Jude 19, who is a fabulous author. And the fact that we got something else from them,
right,
besides Remain Nameless, like, please.
Yeah.
Just boggles my actual mind. I can yell about In These Silent Days forever.
Okay, I will.
Go read it now. Read today.
It's It's on my list.
Those are my three marriage laws that I'm like, I bury me with these fics. Please and
okay,
thank you.
Okay, so you had that one, and I have one that is called Deepest Sympathies.
It's by on my TV.
M Scrap 54. It is so freaking cute. We love this one. Hermione is a ministry worker. Draco is an Auror. He is dad to Scorpius. And it is so sweet and cute. This fic felt like a hug.
Aww.
And yeah, I can't dig into like a lot because I don't want to give it away, but it's just so cute. It's called Deepest Sympathies because Hermione, she's a ministry worker and she gets a lot of like really shitty mail. And everything she replies to, she always signs off with Deepest Sympathies, Hermione Granger. And so in this, they end up getting, obviously paired together in this marriage law. And he has been in love with her for years. And everybody knows but her. He works with Harry at the Auror office. Harry knows, like everybody fucking knows that he is like burning for this woman. And she doesn't know. She's completely oblivious. She thinks nobody will want her. There's some Weasley bullshit in here. But she's dealing with, when she gets paired with him, obviously the backlash of being paired with a Death Eater or, you know, somebody that is not well-liked.
The former Death Eater.
Ex-Death Eater. Even though he has completely reformed now, he's like, you know, working for the Aurors. He's a good guy now. All he cares about is his kid and making sure his kid is happy. And the whole Hermione Scorpius relationship is just so freaking sweet. Toothache sweet that we love. We love this fic. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm reading that tonight, I guess.
Yeah, she's real good. Real good.
Deepest sympathies.
Deepest
Hermione.
Sympathies.
Listen,
sure.
I'm going to be adding that to all of my email sign-off from now on.
Deepest sympathies.
Lauren Ryan.
Lauren Ryan. Yeah, it is really, really a cute fic. And it was super, super fast read for sure.
Oh, good. Excellent. Perfection.
And.
Wait,
my last one.
I forgot.
My last one is a work in progress. It is bloody, slutty, and pathetic, and everyone is probably disgusted to hear that name again, but I am making it my job, my mission.
Is it marriage law?
It is. It is so marriage law, and it is the epitome of Hermione Granger being so mad about this marriage law. Ugh, I can't even. Draco's sort of like mafia boss. Like he's a bad man. I've said it before. He's a bad man. He does bad things all the time. But he only wants her to pay attention to him. He is so starved for affection and he loves her so much. And it's so funny because like at the beginning of the fic, it like becomes this, like he's so bad. Like you just get this, this isn't gonna go well. But as their like relationship comes together in some certain ways, she fights it so badly and he loves it so much.
Well, he a bad man.
And he's also like, so it's not submissive because he's not really submitting to her technically, but he wants her to dominate him. He wants her to be the biggest. He will do anything in his power to make her more powerful. So literally anything you want, dear, I will give you any, I am your dog. Set me on everyone. Like it is so fucking good. He puts all of his might, all of his power, all of his money, everything behind her. And she doesn't understand it because she's never had anybody do that. So she fights him on it the whole time. And he's like, if you would just listen, you have everything you want. Just
heavens.
Yes, it
heavens.
Is so fucking good.
Listen,
and it's also very dark and it's very, there's some things in there where you're like, wow, okay. There's a lot of blood, like that's in the title.
Bloody, slutty.
And he is a slut.
We love slut Draco, quite frankly. Give me bloody Draco.
Yes. And I think like the pathetic part of it isn't really pathetic, but it's just that
he's gone.
Or he is down bad. Yeah.
Which is pathetic sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. You know, yes. He's so into like just her using him. And he signs off on it like 100%. Just, yeah, let's go. He wants her to hit him. He wants her to abuse him. Like it is.
Oh dear.
Just yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Yeah.
So definitely not a healthy relationship. Again,
God, these people nobody said healthy at the beginning of this. No one said healthy, constructive. These people need therapy. We were talking about therapy earlier. This man needs therapy, but also so does Hermione. There's a lot going on, but it's 13 chapters right now. I think it's 21 chapters planned so far. Nice. On AO3 is 21. Okay. 13 in, and it's getting real good.
Oh yay. Okay, yeah, we're in. Add that to the TBR. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was sort of like a mid burn, so it's not slow. Ooh. But it's like a mid-level burn because we're halfway through and we're getting there. So
okay, good.
The Theo in this is so the closest Theo I could possibly think of, he's not Secrets and Masks Theo level of depravity.
Oh my.
But he's super close.
Oh Lord.
Super close in the level he serves Draco. Whatever Draco wants, Theo does. He's his man, his right-hand man. You need somebody's tongue cut out? I'm your guy. You need somebody's, shipping embargoed? I'm your guy.
Let me just, rework laws for you, sir.
For sure.
I think that's my favorite kind of Theo is, I ride or die for Draco.
So, okay, so here's the other thing that I love about Theo in this is that, okay, so everybody in here is getting matched. So Pansy and Neville end up together, and this is the Panville that you would die for. This Panville is like literally one of the hottest Panvilles I've ever read. Neville,
is it Dom Neville? Because Dom Neville could get it.
He gets it. Oh, he gets it. But the funny thing is that Theo never gets a letter, and everybody's like, "Why are you exempt?" And he's like, "Well, I'm clinically insane." He got himself labeled as clinically insane when they went through like the Death Eater trials.
He pled insanity.
He was like, listen, guys, I am fucking nuts. And he's like, what are they going to, pin somebody with me? I'm clinically insane.
That's amazing.
So he gets himself out, but he's, you know, he likes everybody.
That is my favorite kind of Theo. It's just pan.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love.
Yeah. And I'm a menace, an absolute menace. So good.
Menace pansexual Theo. Gimme.
I can't stop talking about that one.
That sounds like fun.
It is so much fun. It is so much fun. It reminds me of Love in a Time of a Zombie Apocalypse, like that kind of like just unhinged shit going on. You're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? Like what?
So definitely mind the tags on this one.
Yes. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Sure, yeah. There's some. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuff. There's some things like that. You know. You might.
If you are under the age of 18, don't.
Oh God,
this.
No. Don't be listening to this podcast. 21,
actually.
Get out of here.
Shoot. We're on to Marriage of Convenience.
Yes.
And I only have one. I got one Marriage of Convenience pick for you.
And I only have one too, and I bet it's the same one.
All right. On three. Ready?
One. Okay. Two, one.
Three.
Two. A Year and a Day.
A Year and a Day by Annabelle Coco on AO3. I forget who told me to read this fic.
It's been a while since I've read this one.
It's been probably like 3 or 4 months, but like,
oh, at least
I read it and then promptly was like, this is amazing. Inject it into my veins.
My wife in this.
The darling, like the darling hits because it starts out so sarcastic and then it changes. Mm-hmm. And when you, as the reader, you know exactly when it changes.
Yeah.
And I screamed. I screamed. I was like, oh my God, it's happening. I am the gift from the office. Oh my God, it's happening. Narcissa comes to Hermione and says, hey, listen.
Well, Hermione gets fired. She's got nowhere to go.
Yes. Okay,
it's a very down and out in Beverly Hills type. I just dated myself from that because that is an old,
you sure did, but that's
an
okay.
old as fuck movie.
But a good one. No, so right. So you are correct. So we probably need to start from there. It's like Hermione is brilliant. She's brilliant.
She can't get anything passed. She can't get anything made. Nobody will listen to her.
So some prat has blacklisted her because she's brilliant and he does not
like feels threatened.
Yes. So he
does not want to let her succeed.
She is hard up to find anyone to publish anything from her. She's an inventor. Like, that's what I love about this fic specifically is that Hermione's an inventor. So she has all these amazing ideas. oh, prolific. Like, so so many ideas to make magic better and to make life easier for Wizarding Britain and
right.
the Wizarding world.
And I think one of the great things, like part of her inventions, are she's taking Muggle things and kind of adapting like some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just making life easier for people.
Yes.
And advocating for those less fortunate, like the whole spiel. She is peak Hermione. And
peak Hermione.
She can't get anything like in front of anyone. Like she's always
no, and she ends up getting fired, tossed out on her ass.
Yep. Tossed out, like nowhere to go, nowhere really to live. Like she's
nobody to come like help and support her for sure.
She's a mess. She's a mess. And she feels a mess. And Narcissa ends up coming to her and going, hey, so we will give you a company. We will give you a company to produce all of these inventions and to publish your writing and all this stuff. We will do that for you. You have to marry my son and stay married to him.
Well, and become Scorpius's stepmom.
Yes. So because I was getting to that, you have to be there for a year and a day from when you sign these papers because Draco and Astoria are divorced. Or divorcing,
and they're going through a custody battle, and he needs to prove
an ugly custody battle, and he needs to prove that he is a fit parent. His Astoria is diabolical in this,
the worst.
And I love Astoria; like she's one of my favorite.
She's usually, I guess, no. In this one, she a bitch.
She's a bitch. Anyway, so Narcissa's like, I need someone respectable that will make people stop and go, oh, he's serious.
Right. And will also sway the judge in their favor.
Yes. So Hermione eventually agrees because, like, why on earth?
She has zero choice.
She has zero choice. She tries to fight it and be like, no, it's fine. And Narcissa's like, you have no money. And Draco also is like, you have no money. Like, girlfriend. So they create this company for her and they give her a very generous stipend and she's like, I'm not taking any of it. And Draco's like, fine, but like you're still getting it. Mm-hmm. Like, so
it's very much this like kind of rags to riches thing. Yes. Where she's in her, you know, Hermione era of being such a, I don't know if it's like this poverty is like, in somehow it makes you a better person somehow. Yeah, like this living without, it's almost like this ascetic lifestyle. Like,
yes, yeah.
The less I have, the more righteous I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not fair that I'm getting all
right.
of these.
I don't need all of these things. Get a nice pair of shoes. Come on.
Please, for the love of God. They start out. We are not even friends. I don't like you. Like,
no.
And then
she develops barely even speaking.
Yeah. And then she develops this relationship with Scorpius. And that is her foot in the door with Draco. And it just goes from there and it spans years. I mean, it spans the year and a day.
Right.
But it spans after that too. And it's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. It was sweet. And one of my favorite Scorpius and Hermione mother-son journeys.
Yes. Yeah. So they're so cute together.
They're so cute.
I stand.
It's so cute. It's a good.
It's so
good
funny because like those are the fics, like, you know, because I do love obviously I love my bloody, slutty, pathetic. I love my like dark and toxic and angsty and messy and violent. I love that. But also, you know, sometimes I just want to read like a good snuggle fic.
And this is the perfect snuggle fic. It's an easy read. It's not super long. I forget how long it is. It's not super long. I read it pretty quickly. And it's like feels like a warm hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you've got like idiots to lovers. Man, and forced proximity, like you got all the good stuff.
Yeah. The only problem I found in this fic is that Narcissa does one thing that I really didn't agree with.
I agree.
And I was like, I'm a little sus, but also like, I mean, it worked,
but it was very sus. But I have to give
hella sus.
It worked with the story, and it was really, really well written. And I felt like the author very clearly was like, "This isn't necessarily a good thing. Like this
No. Yeah, we're not all on board with this.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I mean, whatever.
It worked,
It's fic. It's not real. Not real people.
It's not real. If you want true marriage of convenience, I have a thing that you want, and I need help with this thing, and you can do that for me.
Yep.
Married.
There you go.
I will wreck that all day long.
For sure.
I'm probably due for a reread.
And it's funny that I was thinking about that, and then I was like, well, that's not technically marriage law. it's not technically accidental marriage. Where does it fall in marriage? Yeah, marriage of convenience. It definitely falls in there. And I mean, I should probably like investigate that tag a little bit more.
You
There's probably
should.
some gold in them hills.
Oh, no, there definitely is gold in their hills. There are so many other pairings within marriage law too that I'm
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
There's Lumiony, there's Ceremony and Remiony. There's, I read one that was Kingsley and Hermione that hit.
What?
It was good. Remember, he's not, in canon, he is not that old.
No, I know, but I just.
It worked. I liked it a lot. Anyway.
Worked.
Listen, I will read anything once. So
you sure will.
I sure will. Here's the thing. If it's good writing, who cares?
So you should, there's this one shot that I read that is like, I mean, it's a marriage law one shot and it's called Never Have I Ever.
Wait,
have
I've
you
read
read
that.
it?
The one with
it's Virgin
Hermione and
Draco.
Goyle.
No.
No, we're talking about different things.
Oh yeah, we're talking about way different things.
Oh no. Wait, what was the one? Okay, no. So tell me more about this one while I
Okay,
find
so Never Have I Ever by Meditations in Emergencies. All one word.
Interesting. Okay.
It is, it's a one shot marriage law, of course. A month or two before they're supposed to get married, they get their letters and they are kind of trying to like work up to the fact that they're going to have to get married. So they kind of decide to like start dating each other. So Draco kind of realizes like on their wedding day that they really don't know anything new about each other because they're just skirting around topics. They're not really talking. They're talking about the past. They're like, they're stuck in how they used to be. So he's like, he realizes that he really, you know, likes her. And she kind of realizes that she really likes him, but they're still on this very surface level discussion because they can't get past the past. And so it comes to their wedding night and they're in this hotel room and she decides to play Never Have I Ever, or he decides, I don't know why, one of them decides to play Never Have I Ever. And it becomes this unearthing of their feelings toward each other, and it's so sweet. And she sees him as one thing and he is completely the opposite. So she sees him as this like player Slytherin sex god, like he's, you know, obviously has so much, he's a virgin. He's like, he
bless
tells
him.
Her, you know, he's like, when the fuck was I supposed to do anything? Like, this is all this shit that happened to me. Like, when was I going to go out and date somebody? Like, it's not going to happen.
Never.
And she did not realize that. So then all of a sudden it's this, I had zero clue about who you really were. And so then they start unearthing and it's just like the cutest, sweetest, smuttiest, spiciest, wonderful one shot fic.
I love that.
Easy
well
read.
So mine was a series of one shots, but alas, it's been taken off of AO3, so never mind.
Busted.
No, so terrible. This is why we don't buy and sell fan fiction.
Yeah, effers.
And also we're kind to our authors,
for sure. We love
anywho
them.
But it had like multiple pairings. It was marriage law and it was Hermione and Greg Goyle, and it worked. I was like, okay, all right,
you know, I don't think this could be like a Greg Goyle stan account anytime soon, but I'm down.
It worked. It
I'm
worked
down.
Out well. He's dumb, but he's sweet dumb. He real stupid, but baby, he tries.
I read a good reverse harem with Gregory Goyle.
Oh, what was that?
Ursa wrote it.
Well, of course she did.
A participant, a participant of, oh, I have to look it up. It's like a participant, a voyeur, and a jealous little fuck, or a jealous little fuck. It's
delish.
Yeah, look up Lady Ursa. Yeah, it's one of hers.
Anyway,
we talked about it on when she was on, and it's it's a lot. But there's a lot of Greg in that.
Yay, Greg!
There's a lot of Greg in
I'm
that.
Not gonna lie, I love a fic where Greg is just, he's Greg.
Yes, two weddings and a manhunt.
That there's apple pies and other amends by Dana
Yes.
Peake. Like when she brings him and Millie like this cake, and he's like, "I love Granger. I love her so much." And Draco's like, "Holy shit, man! Like, why?
Why?"
He's like,
"This is Black Forest cake.
She makes these amazing cakes." And Draco's like, "Okay, calm down there, buddy.
Uh huh. Take a breath."
And again, when he's written well, we get so much more than we get in canon from him.
Right.
Because of
Yeah.
Fick, and it's like, this is, I love Greg Goyle. God bless
Right.
him. He does it better.
deserved better.
Justice for Greg. We have justice, so many hashtags for this episode.
Right? Yes.
Oh, Greg.
Little Greggy poo. Well, shit. Do we have any more? Because
the
only other ones that I have are my TBRs that I haven't actually read yet. So I can't rack them because I haven't.
Same. I actually don't have any left on mine.
Wait. I have one more. One more one shot. I just saw it.
Yay.
This is a spicy one. I saved the spiciest for the last. It's by Slithering Heights. It is called Rough Sex, Make It Hurt.
Oh, this is on my TBR.
She's good. Amazing. They are just trying to learn about each other in so many ways.
I love this for them. I love this for them.
You know, you get married and you're forced by the government to get married and you learn things about each other.
Might as well have fun.
Things you didn't know before.
Oh no. I mean, things you never expected to learn.
Well,
but now
yeah, she has no idea what her sexual preferences are. Like she doesn't know because she's never explored. And
listen, as someone who grew up very conservative, I identify with that.
Right? Right. She's like, I don't know what I like. And he's like, well, let's try it out.
Let's try everything.
Chill.
All right.
I think I like that. So yeah. All right. So our marriage law fix, 10 out of 10. Don't take this sinner. Deepest sympathies in these silent days. Yes. The marriage laws. Okay. Work in progress. Bloody, slutty, empathetic till the day I die. Accidental marriage is an ever fixed mark. The dragon's bride and two weddings and a manhunt.
Yay.
All right. And our one shots, never have I ever. And rough sex, make it hurt.
And have we done Marriage of Convenience?
Oh, no. A Year and a Day.
By Annabelle Hooker.
Yes. I will put all of the fix tagged in the show notes. Well, Lauren, do we have anything else to say about this?
Again, we could probably go on forever, but there are spoilers if we do. And I think the people deserve
to read them as they are written. And,
but if you want a deep dive, I'm down for a deep dive, friends. Maybe I should write a marriage law fic.
Why the fuck not?
A marriage of convenience. I should do that.
You should.
I should. After I finish my other fic.
Right? After I do all the other things that I have on my
to-do list. After I do everything else that I need to do.
I don't know. You could just be like wilding out and just start it one night, you know, just for.
My current fic started, which
right?
is me.
Yeah. You only have one chapter left, right?
I do.
Okay.
Only one. And she's like 90% written. And I'm doing that thing that I do where I look at it and go, uh-oh, am I changing this again? I'm not going to. Yeah, I got.
I'm like, who's baiting this for you?
Ducky.
Okay. Ducky.
Ducky is
tell her to stop.
Her. No. It's me. It's all me.
No, I know. Ducky, tell her to stop.
She goes with it. Bless her heart. She's just like, this is fine.
That's fine. Whatever.
Shout out to D Reed 6-4. I love
right?
you.
Right? I love you so much. Go write it. It's going to be
I'm going to go write a marriage convenience stick now. Bye.
Right? All right, everybody. Go read some goddamn Dramione.
Bye. Bye.